Sometimes Steve comes. Okay, for the Rambam Hilchas Mechusari Kapara Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Chapter 1, Law 10. We're talking about a woman. Remember, we're talking if she for sure had a child. Remember, if she for sure had a child, boy or girl. There's a certain period of time, either after 41 days or 81 days, she brings her korbanos. So she must bring the korban chatas that allows her to go into the base of Mesh, right. Allows her to eat kachim. We talked about if she's a suffolk yoledes. We talked about that too. And we said if a suffolk yoledes, she brings the korban chatas, but she can't eat it.
Right.
Because she needs the chatas to be able to be pure, but you can't eat it because maybe she didn't need to bring it at all. Now, we're going to talk about multiple obligations. Okay? What if she had five doubtful births?
Well, we already had some of the multiples yesterday.
Well, no, that was multiple within the 81-day right. period of time. Now we're not going to go within the 81 days. Let's say she had a miscarriage, okay, and we don't know if it was 40 days or not 40 days. We don't know if it was a later or not a later.
Okay.
And then 3 months later, she had another.
She never
and she didn't bring a korban. Then 3 months later, she has another one. She didn't bring a korban. Let's say she runs 4 or 5 of those.
Right.
What happens? What if she has a for sure child, for sure vada is a child, but she didn't bring the korban, she's adding up 3, 4, 5 of them. What's going to be the law? So let's take a look.
And they're spaced too far apart.
Yes. We're not talking about the yesterday where one is subsumed in the other. Just straightforward cases. Yeah. So if somebody wasn't here yesterday, they're not going to be confused because it's a straight case. Ha'isha sheyesh olaha safek chamesh leidos. Let's say a woman has 5 questionable births. Okay, she saw blood. Well, let's say we're only over here. 1 second. Yes, she miscarried many times. And we don't know if it's the shape of a baby or not that would be considered a birth. And therefore she has to bring a korban yoledes. Or it's not. It was not the right. It wasn't advanced enough. We don't know. She had it one, and then a couple months later, another one, a couple months later, another one, another one. Pick 5. It doesn't have to be 5. It could be 3. It could be 105. It doesn't matter. O safek chamesh zivos, or 5 situations if she's a zava or not. Safek situation. We'll deal with, you know, was it 3 sightings within the 11 days? There's questionable situations. Maybe, you know, 2 sightings were during the 11-day period, one during the 7-day period, whatever. It's a shaila if she was a zava. On 5 separate occasions, let's say as well. Suffolk on 5 different occasions. Interesting halacha. Mevia korban echad. She only brings 1 korban. And then, v'ocheles bezvachim, then she's allowed to eat korbanos. She can eat kachim or go into the base of Migdash. Ve'ein hashar olehachova. And the others, she doesn't owe the others at all. The logic of that is fairly simple. Remember, if she's a safek, really, really, we prefer, by other safek, we don't bring a korban, because it's a question of shkulun lazorah. But here there's the additional problem that she can never go into the base of Migdash. So it's the lesser of two evils, as it were. So she brings the korban. And that korban functions as if she went to the mikvah, as it were. She goes to the mikvah anyway. But let's say I touched 1,000 dead rodents.
1,000?
And then another 1,000. How many times I go to the mikvah?
Once.
Does it all. So the fact she has to bring the korban, that's like the final purity. So what does it matter? Now, this is in a doubtful situation. I'm talking about doubtful now. Really doubtful, we'd say, well, don't do anything. No, but we have to, because she has to be able to go to the base of English. But we prefer that she didn't have to bring, but she has to. So now if you have 5 doubtful situations, so in theory, maybe she was high 5 korbanos, but maybe that's 5 times chulun lazora, 5 times making an avela. So don't we say, well, really, if she does 1, after the last, when she's finished with all 5 times, just 1, that's like going to the mikvah, so to speak. So that 1 will cover the rest. And why bother making 4 more doubtful scenarios where there could have been chulun lazara?
Right.
You only need the 1 to get her passed.
Right.
So therefore, she only brings 1, and she doesn't have to bring the others.
But we wouldn't tell her to wait.
There's nothing to wait for.
I mean, after the first one.
Okay, of course, it's possible that she could have just done one, but let's say, you know, she can't always bring on the 81st day.
Right.
So let's say right after the 81st, on the 82nd day, she has another miscarriage. Yeah. All right? Most ladies didn't make it to the 81st day. They live fair. Remember, the ladies live in Svant. They're not going to come on the 81st day. Right. They're going to wait when they come for a yontif or whatever. Right? So over time, you can collect a few suffix situations.
Right.
Right. Now, let's reverse it. What if it's now five vadai situations? She had a baby, a real healthy baby.
Yeah.
But she hasn't gotten around to going to base some English. And then she has another baby, and another baby, and another baby, another baby. Yeah. She has five times she's had babies.
That's yours. Five.
What? So it could be. Women did not have, you know, it's okay.
So then maybe you'd say that she has to come bring five then.
Oh, so what does she have to do? So let's see. Five certain births, or let's say five miscarriages that were certainly after 40 days of conception. Or zivos vados, or let's add, and five times she was for sure a zava gedola. So five times she has to bring a korban neoletis, five times a korban zava. So what do you do? So it could be either or. It could be or. I'm not and or. You know, it's five ledos or five zavas.
Or some combination.
Well, that's really, no. Let's just say one of one.
Pure,
just of one.
Case.
May via korban echad. She can bring one korban.
But
ocheles bezvachim. Now she can eat kachim. Vashar, but the rest, Olechova, there's still obligations
right.
She has to fill. Yeah. She still has to bring them.
She's cleaned
so
up.
So she has that
obligation.
Thing like, okay, I brought one and that enables me to go to the Beis HaMikdash,
yeah.
But since she was Vadai, a Yoledesh, she still owes the Korbanos
mm-hmm.
Vadai, because she it's an owing.
Yeah.
Just like any other Korban you owe.
I was
going to
say, so given them breaking Shabbos step five times.
Right, but here so in terms of getting her into the Beis HaMikdash and eating kachim, the one will do it.
Right,
but she owes five.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Now, how about this? Let's have a combination. And similarly, okay, v'cheina din bezov. Same thing with the male zov with his doubtful or certain situation, but the exact same halacha.
Yeah.
But what about the husband of the lady, though?
What about the husband of the lady?
Isn't he liable for anything here?
For what? He gave birth. The woman gave birth.
The woman, he can
yeah,
pay for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but if the second after the first birth, wasn't there some issues that he would have had being with her because she's
no,
gone?
No, she went to the mikveh. She's
went
not
to
Tamea. She just can't go to the Beis HaMikdash.
She can't eat kachim.
She goes to the mikveh.
Right.
She can be with her husband, but
right.
She can't eat kachim.
That's
okay. All. It's not a problem with the husband.
Two different things.
Two separate halachos. She
I
goes to the mikveh. She goes to the mikveh.
Yeah,
so she can be with her husband.
100%.
Now. Hayala chamesh ledos vados. Let's see, she had like five certain births, and on top of that, v'chamesh ledos suffik and five doubtful births.
Whoa!
Or chamesh ledos vados, five certain births, v'chamesh zivo suffik and five doubtful being a zava.
I think the first one first.
Okay.
Are they different?
Okay, now there is girsa issues over here, tzadiches. You got to change the first girsa as well. If you look the girsa, I'm going to read it now with the right girsa. She had five zivos vadai and five ledos suffek, or five ledos vadai and five zivos suffek. In other words, one kind of tumma was vadai and one was suffek, and five of each. You have Leda and Ziva. Leda and Ziva. Separate ones here.
Okay.
All right? So now you got to deal with both of them, sort of. Right?
I think she needs six then.
Because there's two different types of issues here. There's being a Zava, she has to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And there was the Yoledes, she has to get rid of that. She needs kapora for each one of those.
So it's two karbanos.
So in that case, she has to maybe shtei karbanos. She has to bring two separate karbanos.
But then
echad al havadai, one for the for sure five, whatever they are. And then venechal, and now she can venechal means and now she can eat. And that korban chatas is eaten by the kohen because it's a vadai for the vadais now.
But the second one is
Ushara vados, and she owes another
four.
Four
yeah.
And then the echad, one for that other group, the second different group, that's a suffix, that's stafla, suffix, but you don't eat that korban.
Right.
But she brings one. Veina sharla echad, but she doesn't have to bring the others at all.
That's
not true.
And until she brings
so basically we said like this. If you have any five of one type, and they're vadai, really you have to bring all five. But once she brings one, she can eat kachim, and she always bring you four kamanas.
Yeah.
If it's five sveikos, she only brings one, because now she can eat kashya, she doesn't have to bring the rest. If you're going to have a case of one grouping of is vadai and one is safek, then each group needs its korban, and the vadai group, you give the one korban, so now she's okay to eat. But for the other type, where it was a safek, she's also got to bring one korban for that. Fixing one without fixing others isn't going to help. She has to bring one korban for, let's say, the vadai zavos that she was, and she'll owe four more. And one korban for all the suffix lados, and now we have to take care of both. The chiddush is you might think, well, listen, just bring one korban for all 10, and just get her one, so she's okay, and she'll pay what she owes. But once it's different reasons why, they need to each be addressed individually.
So
and that's the chiddush that he's saying.
Right.
It's not good enough to bring a korban on being a zava and not for your lettuce. Well, let the korban go for all of them. No. The korban can only go for one type. And if you have two types, then you have to deal with both types.
So she's doing one plus one and then she owns another eight?
Four.
No, another four.
Four.
Because only five were vadais and five were suffix. So she ends up bringing one and one. One is eaten, one isn't. And four are still owed from what came from the vadais. Okay.
And she can't go in until she's brought both.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
If it was five certain and five uncertain for the same thing.
Same, then you would bring,
one
plus four that she owes.
Right. Yeah.
So then you'd be covered for those five uncertain. They wouldn't make you bring one.
Because you don't have to bring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No need to bring.
Exactly. It's the same concept.
It's the same type of.
He doesn't bring that case, but that's.
That's obvious. That one's the obvious one. Okay, next. Ha'isha Shinisgaira, a woman converts.
She converts.
Ve'en Yadua, and she was pregnant when she converted. Now, of course, don't ask me how could this case happen. It's a theoretical case. All right? Because when she converts, she's got to know what she's doing.
Bobby may be asking you how.
Hang on, Bobby. She has to know what she's doing. Ve'imad Shalom Nisgaira, and by the time she converted, we're not sure if before she converted Yelda, she gave birth to this kid. Or when she Nisgaira Yelda, or after she converted, she got this kid. Now, I have no idea how we can make that case, because she has to convert with her full cognizance. She goes to the Bezin. The Bezin says, do you want to accept Yiddishkeit? Yes. And now she's going to a mikvah.
She wasn't fully cognizant.
You're
going
to tell me she doesn't know when she gave birth to the kid before, after she went to the mikvah? I have no idea how we're going to have that situation. So what is the halach? What's the matter, Bobby?
A girl is threatening me on my floor.
Somebody's bothering him in his department.
Speak to Howard. He'll take care of it for
you. Wow.
Howard's the man. He's going to take care of it.
Howard's the president.
Okay, so she doesn't know if she had the... Now, if she had the kid before she converted, she's not obligated in anything. If after she converted, she's obligated. So that's a suffix case. Wouldn't you say it's a suffix case?
Maybe she has...
Now she has this kid. She's converted, and there's this kid. She does not know if the kid was born before or after the conversion. I don't know how we can craft... I don't know how that is.
How could she be pregnant before
the conversion? There's a case where after you've had the anesthetic, from the giving birth, you can have amnesia. So it could be she has post-anesthetic amnesia.
I figure the Besdin would know if she had a kid or not. They'd ask questions if the kid should convert.
How could she be pregnant?
Anyway, I don't know the case.
That doesn't make sense.
Good luck figuring out the case.
We weren't expecting this case.
I understand. Now, what do you do? Harezu mevia korban misafik. She has to be a korban out of doubt. It's no different than any safek case. 100%. And of course, and the kohen doesn't eat that korban.
Right.
I already taught you in the laws of shkagos. Anyone who's in this category, remember we talked about cases where you did certain sins, you didn't know if you did it?
Yeah.
Right? You did it. How do you get kapara? Remember we said, how do you get kapara if you don't know if you did the sin or not? Or you have no way to bring the korban. Right? Remember we said certain guys, like you did a mazes, you can't bring a korban. So what do we say? Yom Kippur forgives.
Yeah.
The great forgiver, Yom Kippur. So we might think that what about doubtful cases of mechusori kapara? Maybe Yom Kippur forgives that too. And you don't got to bring any korbanos either.
No.
Right?
No.
You might think just like other doubtful cases. I don't know if I have to bring a korban chatos or not. So what do we do? You can't bring a korban chatos out of doubt.
No.
And it's a case we don't bring an Oshem Toli, let's say. So then what do you do? Well, we wait for Yom Kippur and you get forgiven. So, but I already told you before that anyone who's a mechusari kapara, Shavu Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur passes, chayovim lehavi achi, you still have to bring a korban after Yom Kippur. Why? Because the reason for the korban here is different. Because what do you still need it for? What does Yom Kippur atone for? Kapara for sins, but not to allow you to eat kachim. So therefore, shekorban zemach shirlach because this korban allows you to eat kachim. And that Yom Kippur doesn't do, because the psukim by Yom Kippur says that you get kapara, but not the fact that you can eat kachim. So that it would not help. And even if Yom Kippur passed, you still have to bring that korban for the mechusari kapara. Okay. Now, an interesting thing. How does the woman exactly bring this korban to the Beis HaMikdash if she's tummy?
Well, she can't come in.
She can't even come in. So what do you do? So this is the solution. You'd base. Aisha sheshalo leido ziva, woman who has given birth. Or is a zava. So what does she do? Mevia mosakim. She gives the money to buy the two birds. Then osanas bashofar. She puts it into a box that's by the temple treasurer that's in the shape of a shofar. And it's written on the box, birds. For those that are chayv to give birds. Now, the Kohanim, what would they do? They make sure that that box, that shofar box, is cleaned out every night. Meaning to say, and they write down, you know, what the money's for. This bird for Yoledes, this bird for Zava.
Here's
$20 to buy two birds for Yoledes.
How do you know who gave the money?
Doesn't matter. You don't need to know. We don't need to know, but it's a woman who needs it. That's all.
No,
that's korbachatas. It's not korbachatas.
Okay, but the woman has to sign in to
hold on, just wait. Just let me finish. I did only one line, and everyone's got questions. So of course, you're going to have questions. I didn't finish. So okay. All right? So what does she do? She deposits. She writes down over there. She buys the money. She puts it into the box. Okay? The box is written kinim. She gives the money. She ties up the money, especially so they don't get mixed up with other money. Okay? And she does that in the afternoon, whatever, day 81, in the afternoon. And that night, Vochelas Kachim Lerev. She can eat Kachim that night without doing anything more. Wait a minute. How does she know it got done? Chazaka, we have a clear knowledge for sure is going to be She'ein Bezdin Shel Kohanim Oimdi Misham. That the court of Kohanim does not leave work that day. They don't leave the Mizbeach. Achi Yichlu Kol Amo Shevashover. Till all the money in that box has been emptied out and birds have been bought. V'yakrivu Kenegdim Kinim. And they bought the right amount of birds for what was required. Kemosh Bar Mishkol, as we learned in Shkolim. And also as we learned in Hilchos Kli Mikdash Vovdim Bo. So that's all you need. The woman gives the money. And we are sure the Kohanim know, okay, these are two birds for a Yoledes, whatever. These are two birds for a Ziva, whatever. I don't know if they write Mr. Schwartz, whatever. But the point is, they don't go into the Beis HaMikdash. They don't go into that area. They just put the money in. The Kohanim guaranteed they do their job. They take it out. So she knows it's been done for her.
Sorry, when did they do it?
That day. She can eat it that night.
When did she deposit it?
Any day she wants after day 80, on day 81 and onward. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what day
it
is. At
the end of the day,
she deposits the money for the two birds. It's guaranteed by nightfall, by sunset, all the money's out, every bird's been bought, every bird's been slaughtered and processed. Enjoy. That's the Kohanim's job, and they do it without fail. So she doesn't have to have confirmation. The Kohanim are good.
Wow.
So she can be assured that they've done it, and she can go and have kachim that night because she's had her kapara.
Do they do this one on Shabbos? Or
the We would not do that on Shabbos.
Carry the money on Shabbos.
Who's going to?
No,
you can't do it on Shabbos. Can't do it on Yom Tov. But any other day, she does it. She comes out on Wednesday. It's her day 138 till she finally got around to coming. She deposits $20, whatever.
What time?
Two birds. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And at 9 o'clock at night, after the sun sets, the stars are out.
She can eat it
knowing, rest assured, the Kohanim brought it for her and it was taken care of. Okay, fine. Interesting final halacha in this parak. Ha'isha she'hevia chatasa. Okay, she brings her bird. She brings the chatas, v'mesa, and then she dies.
Oh.
Remember, the mother gave birth, whatever, she was a zava, whatever. She's supposed to bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola. Okay, so she brought the chatas. Whatever, she only, remember, some cases you only have to bring the chatas, right? And then she dies. So the question is, do her heirs have to bring the ola?
Because she started the
process. So Yavio Yorshim Olasa, the inheritors, are responsible to bring the ola as well, because that's something that she's obliged to do.
Because she started?
Afal pishol he so even though she didn't separate any money for it, mechayim, but kvar nishtabdu nechasel korban. Her assets were leaned against it for the korban. V'hashibur, and this lean, dintar is biblical. In other words, once she is a woman who's a yoledes, she's got to bring this korban. She's got to bring a chata. She's got to bring an ola.
Even if she had not.
I don't care. Oh, you gave birth. You owe. Period. You got to bring a korban chata. You got to bring a korban ola. I don't care if your brother didn't bring. Hold on. Now we're focusing on the ola right now. We're only focusing on the ola. She's lean. There's a lean against her assets that she has to buy a korban ola. She dies. Doesn't matter. She still has to give a korban ola, but only a korban ola. Not a korban chatas, because we already learned long ago, you don't bring a chatas for a person who's deceased. Yeah, no atonement for dead people.
But she already brought a chatas.
That's because she brought the chatas. Rambam brought that case and not the opposite case. What if she didn't bring anything?
Then she only has the ola.
Right?
It's the only, she has to bring the ola. She still has to bring the ola.
Yeah, I would imagine she still has that.
Well, it's the case.
I thought it had something to do with the fact she's.
But if she, right, so if she brought, but if she brought the ola and she died, then they don't have to bring the chatas. A chatas doesn't come after death.
So,
okay, that's
I,
there's
that's
a lean
question,
on that. Yes, sirree.
We just learned the halacha before that the woman leaves the money with instructions and bundled up in the box.
Yeah.
So if she says, "I gave birth." She has to specify then, don't do two birds, only do one, because normally you do a chatas and an ola if you give birth. She's leaving the money with, she's not talking to the kohen what she wants. She has to leave a little note, because.
Why?
How are they going to do just the chatas?
She's not dead.
But she's not talking to the kohen, she's leaving the money in the shofar.
And the kohanim picking it up.
How do they know it's just the ola? I mean, just the chatas.
She's bringing the money for a chatas and an ola. You don't bring one without the other.
Okay, so this case here, therefore, that she only has...
She died!
So how do they know?
What do you want? They don't! So then they brought an extra one. They brought an extra one. That's the way she already gave it. Here she didn't give it, or she only...
What I'm asking. How come
so
she only
gave one. So she wrote a one by one bird.
Okay, that's what that
she could write. I do this for a chatas.
In most cases, she doesn't die. Like,
no, but he's saying, how do you have a case where she brought the chatas and not the ola yet?
She
so she could arrest. I only have enough money for a chatas. Please, coin, give this for a chatas ola. Whatever. I guess they put a little message. Okay, we'll end it here. We finished the first perek. Tomorrow, we'll start the third mitzvah of the Zav. We'll get into the complex laws of what makes you a Zav after one sighting. What happens if you have one sighting, two sightings, three sightings? How much you have to see and how you see. All interesting.
To Mark's question, if there was only money for one bird, would they decide an ola over a chatas?
She has to do the chatas.
Chatas is priority.
Mm-hmm. Chatas is the priority. That's the main thing she wants, is to eat in the base of Hikdash.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For sure she's going to. And the birds are the same birds. So they cost the same.
So if she only brought one bird and you don't know which one, you presume it's the chatas.
It's not that you don't know. She'll instruct. And she usually would instruct to bring
the
chatas.
The note with the money. It's bundled.